Testing for Alzheimer's disease can be a little bit difficult, but the approaches are improving very, very rapidly. The most the best way we have now to actually test remains to do the classical work that physicians have done for a long time, that is simply get a history and physical. And from a history and physical, you can, that is a history of slow, insidious decline in cognition. When I say slow, I mean over years, not over weeks. If you begin to get that history, then the suspicion rises greatly. But to move from the point of suggestive to actually being quite certain that the disease is Alzheimer's, one needs to do some laboratory testing. One needs to do a scan, and then we can get up to upwards of 90% probability that the person has Alzheimer's disease. One more point is that in the very near future, probably within the next year perhaps, we have we as a field have developed the ability to actually image in living people the senile plaques. So diagnosis will probably move from the 90% level of certainty up to really approaching 100%.